Alaskans with certain skills are going to find it easier to find jobs, even in a tight job market. And money coming to the state under the 2009 stimulus bill is going to help train low-income workers for jobs in high demand. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Alaska is getting about $1.6 million to provide health care training to low-income individuals. The grant is coming from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The state of Alaska will get about $150,000. Most of the grant, almost $1.5 million, will go to the Cook Inlet Tribal Council, or CITC. CITC's Managing Director for Grants and Planning, Christy Allen Willer, says this is the first installment of a larger grant.
That's for this year. It is a five-year grant, so over the course of 5 years, it will look more like a little over $7.5 million.
The grant will allow CITC to offer this training for the first time, says Willer.
We'll be able to use it to prepare young people for nurses certification at three different levels: certified nurses, assistants, licensed practical nurses, and registered nurses.
Uh-huh.
We're also going to use part of it for medical coding and billing, which is very useful for people who need to stay at home and can do some of that through computers at home.
Students will attend the State of Alaska's Vocational Technical Center, or AVTEC, in Seward. At the South Central Area Health Education Center, students will observe or shadow experts in their field as they do their work. Willer says the program will offer several kinds of support.
They're not going to be paid to be students, but we will be supporting them with daycare services and other kinds of assistance so that they can be available for that training.
Willer says the training program benefits both employers and the unemployed.
We all are very excited about beginning this program and being able to both train people who need jobs in a faltering economy and especially in the health professions, which are happily one of the fastest growing, but there's also a real need here. So I think we're filling the need both in terms of health professions and training for people who really need jobs.
Training programs such as this do even more, though, according to David A. Hansel, Acting Assistant Secretary for the Federal Administration for Children and Families. In a prepared statement, he said the absence of qualified workers in the healthcare field threatens the quality and availability of medical care. I'm Jacqueline Estes.